don't remember much about last night because it was St. Patty's. But I'm on the radio this morning and I'm done singing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. And we want to talk a little bit about, it's getting close to that time when a lot of people have put their grill away for the winter and they're going to start to bring it out. And there's a few things you want to do to this grill before you fire it up the first time. And so this is a little public service from the from the Grilling Guys.
Yes, if you're Irish, you'll want to rub it on the head. No, that doesn't work. Your singing reminded me of looking at a friend's Facebook page who I didn't friend, but this certain individual has tons of YouTube or some sort of videos from karaokeing.
Oh.
And after listening to him, I'm thinking, that's not a good idea to publish those because you could sing far, far away.
Right.
Anyway, thanks for joining us. It is the Grilling Guys. Go to thegrillingguys.com and give our site a little peek. It's pretty fantastic. We do a lot of work. There's all sorts of audio clips from every show. You can actually just listen to the show right off the site if you get there late. It's always posted on the front page. But what we want to talk about is safety checks for your grills. And I think they're both, or all of them, as Jop will prove, are worth safety checking. Even pellet has to go into the bracket now.
Right, yeah.
If you want to have brackets. But the first one that comes to mind for me is the gas grill because I think it's the most widely used grill.
I would agree.
And it's probably the one that people know the least about, and they just tend to hope to turn the valve on and click poof it, and they don't really necessarily pay attention to the inner workings, and sometimes usually those things fail in time. And I think the typical gas grill that the average person has is pretty basic, and so they're all run the same. They have kind of a U-shaped or horseshoe burner or some sort of configuration like that with a flex line that comes from your main your regulator and goes into the side of the grill or the back of the grill, and that could be a rubber line. And here's one of the dangers. It's probably a propane tank. Propane fuel is incredibly dense. So if you've got a pinhole prick or a leak or cracked hose or anything like that, and that fuel ignites, you can seriously hurt somebody or melt your siding, which I know you're intimately familiar with as well. Jop's got all sorts
of stories.
You could put bloopers video on grilling.
But let me take a sidetrack on that, because invariably what happens is people have stored that grill in a shed, in the garage or somewhere, and they wheel it out,
yep.
Right? And it's a little bumpy, and it's jostling around, and you get it where you normally keep it, and you reach down and you open up that gas tank and you try to light it and you get about 1/10 of the flame that you think you should have. And you're like, oh man, what happened to my grill? First thing to check is there's a safety valve on those propane tanks. And if you're moving it and it gets jostled, then the thing by design will not open.
Yeah,
and
if it
so tip, you're getting a very,
tips
very
over, it right, automatically does that.
Right, you get a very, very limited flow of fuel from the tank to the grill, and it'll light, but it'll be very, very small flame.
That's when your grill's doing the safety dance.
Right, yeah, exactly. So that's the first thing to check.
Don't sing that one.
Right, and how do you fix that, Bob?
Well, you shut the valve off on the grill and the tank, make sure they're both off, and then that plastic collar that's screwed onto your propane tank, unscrew it, and you'll hear it kind of burp.
Yep.
And then once it does that, it's reset. Screw it back on. Turn the gas on the tank first. If you have your valve on the grill and you put a new tank on and because you ran out, this is common. People run out of gas and it just goes out. So the valves are still on. Both those burners are still in the on position, but there's no gas. So they take the tank off. They put a new one on and they open up the valve on the tank. Well, there's such a rush of gas that it does the safety dance again, and it goes into that little low percentage output. And they go, wow, this something wrong with this tank. No, just shut those main valves off on the front of your grill or the side of your grill, the burner valves, and disconnect it, shut the gas off on the tank, disconnect it, reconnect it, turn the gas on the tank.
First.
Yep, and then you can turn those valves on. So you're right. That is a common problem.
Yeah, it happens all the time, and we get this time of year when people are pulling their stuff out.
The other thing that happens when you're jostling, as you say, is if you're on a bumpy path, which many of us are.
All my life.
Yeah. What'll happen is that burner in the bottom of your grill is actually sitting on some little pegs or some little pressed-in offsets, and that'll bounce around enough times where it'll just pop out of place, and it's totally come off the orifice. And there's an orifice that comes in from your burner mount from the tube. It's got an orifice, and that is a very precise size for the BTU rating of that burner. And it's made to go onto the end of that burner, and there's an air shutter on there that you adjust to get a better looking flame,
right,
which is another important thing to do to play with that, which is a little risky.
You look at the flame, shut it off, adjust it, light it again.
Yes.
Look at the flame again. I mean, there's an order of things because it's designed to be adjusted. And what it does is it lets the air in, right?
I wouldn't necessarily say that you have to do that. Based on the design, some are a little friendlier, but what I was going to say is you want a blue flame.
Right.
The bluer, the better. The blacker, the more. The yellow flames give you more carbon, so you'll soot up. But that shutter is just a little collar around the end of the device that's actually connecting to your burner module, the burner body
itself. So if I've got a gas grill, I take the grate off, I take the little lava rocks or whatever you got down
there
off, and now I'm going to see the burner and where the gas comes into the grill head.
That's where the shutter
is. That's where that little shutter is, right? Right where they connect.
Yep, it's called an air shutter, and there's a little set screw on it.
Yep.
So you have to loosen up the set screw. Now, it might be corroded. It might take a little bit of work to get that thing set opening up. You might have to shoot it with some WD-40 and wait a little bit. But open up that shutter and adjust the shutter. The more air is generally going to give you a bluer flame.
Right.
It's in most cases going to want to be fairly wide open. Mm-hmm. Unless you have a natural gas grill, and then you're going to close that shutter up a little bit more because it's just a lot less dense. It doesn't need nearly as much oxygen. And I actually adjust mine with it burning with a mitt on, because then you can dial it in and watch your flame perform on the spot. Mm-hmm. It's just a little faster, but you need to have some gloves on it.
Yeah.
You need to be pretty careful about it. But then set that set screw back on it. Put all your stuff in place. It's a great time to clean the bottom of that thing because there's probably residue from your last cooks.
And it's set all winter, and it might be a little disgusting down in there. And
don't be surprised if some mice run out when you open that baby up. They love grills.
Yeah, they love grills. One, because it's a food source. There's food down in there that they lived on all winter. It's warm. It's up off the ground. It's a nesting area. I got one more thing along that lines is sometimes there'll be spiders that pack that orifice with like a little bit of
spider sand
and juice, and it's packed in there, and it won't
get a juice bar.
It won't work. Right, you're not getting any gas flow. So when that's that orifice that you got to look at, and it's probably about the size of a needle. The orifice generally, it could be a little bigger, a little smaller, depending on your fuel
source. They're incredibly small,
right,
especially for propane.
So it's really easy for that to get plugged, and then you won't get any gas.
Yep.
And what's going on with my grill?
And a safety pin or a sewing needle is a great way to ream that out. Yep. You might actually have to take a wrench to it and back it off and pull it out because there might be more debris in there, and it'll just plug again as soon as the gas pressurizes it. But those are some
very
important
common
tips.
Yeah.
In the next segment, we're going to talk to Mark Hillman from ABS Smokers, and we're going to talk about how to pick a smoker. But we didn't get into safety checking your wood or charcoal grill or your pellet grill. So maybe in the fourth segment, we'll have time to squeeze that in with all the other stuff we have here.
Absolutely. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out of bed, put your feet on the floor, and fire up a grill. Stick with us. We'll be back. Superstition everywhere.